Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, I do want to remind you, we've been here for an hour. I hope that you were tuned in. And of course, it's all about waking up, starting your day in a positive way. And of course, I'm Kim.
And I'm Jennifer.
And of course, Tom's here with us. He never sleeps.
No, not sleeping today because we're going fishing.
I know. You know, it's funny. I love bringing stuff to my show because, I wanted to wish my son a happy birthday. He just turned 21, and, of course, he races all over the world. And, of course, I'm always about talking about racing and NASCAR. And, of course, now I'm like I've actually been fishing, and I'm so excited. We got Kevin Brannon here in the studio with us, waking up with us.
Morning.
And we're going to talk about Real Anglers Fishing. And you've got your show, right, that people can wake up in the morning and then listen to that, right? Early morning.
Yes.
Yeah. But you know, I love fishing, and it's such a great time of year to be. This is like the best fishing we've ever had with the warm waters and the
and
El Nino.
Since like 83.
I know.
Wow, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Fishing's definitely a pastime that I think you either love or you – or it's not for you.
Well, I just love that zing noise.
Yeah,
and you know, it's like, oh my God. I know.
Yeah.
I tell you, I never really, because I was like, oh, I don't really want to do it. I'm just telling everybody out there, don't say you don't want to do something unless
you
really
try it. You have to
try it.
You have to try everything. My one son could sit on a dock and fish all day long.
I used to do that.
Yeah.
They gave me a job on the boats because I'd sit there all
day. And then my other son, it's not enough action for him. He's like off and running.
No, I like just trolling. I like trolling. I don't like sitting in the middle of the ocean. Okay, that doesn't work for me. Trolling is the best.
Yeah.
So anyways, I do want to get our show started. And of course, the phone number here is 805-419-419-0008. Of course, we talk about the brighter side of the 805. And I'm going to start off with a little bit of motivation. Do something today for a better tomorrow. Go fishing, right?
That's right. Try something new.
I know. There you go.
Catch a memory.
There you go. Catch a memory. I love that. Well, today joining us in the studio is Kevin Brannon. And, of course, he's going to be talking about fishing. And it's kind of like one of my new fun. My husband will, like, die when he hears my show today, you know. But I really enjoy fishing. And I love the catch. And I love the, you know, I'm very competitive.
Relaxing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's therapy for a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
It really is. And just the, you know, to have all my kids out there and the family out there, it's really cool. Also, talking about Life Worth Breathing is Max Strom's book, and really just taking time to take a deep breath and enjoy your life. I do want to remind you to follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. We've got a newsletter that just hit 4,000 people, and we'd love to get that in your hand. Also, you can hear all of our shows on our podcast, which is The Kim Pagano Show. And there's so much more that we could do for you out there. We want to just connect you to all of our great people. If you have a business and you'd love to get your commercial on our show here, we would love to share it with everybody. Tom, do you want to talk about all of our amazing giveaways?
Start off with the restaurants, Veggie Grill, also Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, and Dickie's Barbecue Pit. All those three, we're going to give those away this hour. October 3rd through the 31st, so we're into October, heading towards Halloween. How about the Dead Zone, 805 Dead Zone at the Halloween Planet in Ventura? It's right across the street from us, and that is a great place to go. Very, very scary. That's a good haunted house. We also have the Taste of Ojai 2015 from 2 to 5 at the Ojai Valley Inn and Spa. We have pairs of tickets for that festival that includes local food, wine, beer, and music. Lots of fun there. That's our prizes for this hour.
There you go. And I forgot to put these down, but I've got Camarillo Skyway Playhouse has a new show there, and it's called Nine, and we've got tickets for it.
Oh, wow.
You would like the show.
I know. It's I think I would really like it.
It's a little naughty, and it's a little, I think, anyways, I want to give away a pair of tickets to that right now. Again, that's a Camarillo Sky Playhouse, the show Nine, and we've got tickets. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. Also, I'm going to throw in for another listener right now, Veggie Grill. We've got a couple pairs of gift certificates to Veggie Grill over in Westlake, and I'm telling you, it's so good. I'm going to throw one more thing out there, and we've got haunted house tickets, and that's over at the Halloween Haunt Dead Zone 85, and that's over at the Halloween Planet in Ventura. And it's every weekend until Halloween.
You know, Halloween's one of those holidays that actually, as your kids get older, I think it becomes more fun because you sort of get to get into the scary, spooky part, as opposed to like Christmas and Easter. As they get older, you kind of lose a little bit of it. Halloween's one of those that you can really make even more fun as they get older.
There you go. Well, this is going to be open from 7 to 10. I've got a pair of tickets. Somebody call in right now. Actually, a couple people call in, and I got a couple extra pairs. Call in again. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and that's what we're doing here. We're really trying to spread everything that's great here in the 805, and our phone number here is 419-0008, and of course, I want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show, 2 to 3. In fact, it's our recovery show, and it's all about the brighter side of recovery. Anything you are waking up to in life. So Kevin Brannon, welcome, welcome.
What's up?
Well, thank you so much for being here. And
my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself, and you're a videographer.
Yes.
Oh, very
cool. I like to make
cool.
documentary films, telling
really?
Stories,
okay.
doing the editing
I'm
and all
ready.
That. Yeah.
I love it. So, how long have you been fishing?
Since I can remember, let's see here, I'm 36. I remember fishing on the Wainimi Pier when I was about 7, like say all day. But we fished a little bit. We lived in Sacramento for about 2 years. I'm fourth generation Port Wainimi, so I've been out here my whole life. We went up there for a couple of years. I used to fish the Sacramento River, and I think that's where I got hooked. Came up here, me and my brother would just
hooked.
Sit on the pier.
No yeah. pun
exactly.
intended, right?
Yeah.
I love
got
it.
Hooked.
You know, you're talking about Port Wainimi, that poor family that was out there. Thank God they were all okay. Yeah. You heard about that,
yep.
right? Yeah,
yep.
Tom, you heard about that? Yeah, you know.
You guys reported on it, always there.
You don't yeah. swim with your clothes on, people.
Yeah. Well, not no. only that.
Have trunks or a wetsuit.
I'm always amazed by people who show up at the beach and they're in full clothes. Did you yeah. not know you were coming to the beach?
No. This
I don't
is
think
okay.
You plan
no,
on
no,
it.
But in general.
Yeah,
like
but
when
this,
people come
they
in
were
jeans.
Out on their boat. I think their daughter fell over, right?
Oh.
But they didn't have the
life preserver.
They were not prepared
they weren't
to save somebody in
no,
the proper fashion.
No, and so
fashion.
The father wow. Jumped in.
Where was his life jacket?
Yeah, I mean, not that I get that's your loved one and maybe, you know, you only got a couple minutes. You need to be prepared.
Yeah.
Even when we're out there on our paddle boards, we've got a life jacket.
Absolutely.
I've got one for my dog, my grandchildren. I mean, you just, my husband's like, honey, you don't, oh yeah. I do not want to be unprepared.
You know what a surfer told me once? He said, if you cannot swim in the ocean, in water that's rough,
yeah.
for 1 hour, have a life jacket on.
Yeah.
For 1 hour, because for a boat to turn about, and we'll get to the fishing, it takes a little while, and bobbing heads get lost in the water. You can't
oh, yeah.
see it. And who could swim for 1 hour? Wear a life jacket.
Yeah.
I know.
There's two places you don't want to hear the word oops. Yeah. Operating table and the ocean, you know. Uh-oh, that's where you're like, wait a minute.
That is so true.
So
that is
be prepared,
so true.
Preparation. On The Real Anglers, we show stuff like that. We're going to have those kind of guests on there as well, so that people know boaters, private boaters. Our show is for family. It's for the average person that might not think about, you know, the things, the dangers that go on. Again, sometimes you see guys out in boats that are so small, and you're thinking, what are you doing out here? Again, the wind starts to blow a little bit. The ocean gets a little bumpy. It's all, I've been scared on a couple boats. I'm not going to lie. You know, I've actually sat out there and thought, okay, today we're swimming. You know, same thing. I always think, first thing, kicking off my shoes, taking off my pants. That's fishing poles, I'll get new ones. Not saving anything, but the first thing you got to think about is, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it just, you got to respect the ocean. That's the one thing that my husband and I.
So quickly, and especially the ocean, if somebody goes underwater, you cannot see them. So you've got to, you
we fish with a guy
prepared.
That, one of our volunteers that helps us out, he's always in a bright yellow or bright orange shirt. Always. Doesn't matter how hot it is, he always comes in bright clothes in case he falls over. I guess he was on a boat a long time ago and somebody fell over, but no matter what we're fishing, he always yellow or orange.
What a great idea. My kids to the beach, not so much now, but when they were little, I always had them wear bright, like neon green rash guards, because then you could find them in the sea of people.
Okay, so we're so not going to be going down this road, but I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking about fishing today on this segment. And so, okay, what is the Real Guppy Outdoor Program that you've got going on?
The Real Guppy Program, when we first started fishing, we would bring out kids in my, say, first we started in my complex. Me and the kids would leave, and I'd be carrying the fishing gear out, and some kids would be like, oh, I wish I could go. A lot of single moms, broken homes in South Oxnard, Portland, even where I grew up at, I know coming from the same background, that I would tell them, hey, just come on out. You know, have your parents drop you off, or fit, as many as I could fit in the car, and it started growing. And then I would kind of keep it under wraps. But the guppies would be, we started out with, they would be the kids that would help, like my kids and my cousin's kids that come all the time. You know, like the dog whisperer, he has his little, and when he has his pack of ones to help turn the other dog, to make them behave, I thought to have some kids around would make the kids feel more comfortable. And also they could help volunteer and kind of show them what we always do all the time, and, you know, how to volunteer and share. And it started growing. So we started the Road Guppy program. And I would, you know, I would take the resources from my fishing, poles and stuff, hooks, weights, get bait from China Island Sport Fishing. They sponsor us and stuff. So I started, make sure I had all the stuff that they could use. And I would worry, maybe don't have too many kids I'm inviting and not enough gear. But we always had way more gear and volunteers than we had kids. So I was like, let's start getting bigger. So we started doing things with the Police Activities League, started doing things with the Girl Scouts, bigger groups. We could handle 20, 30, 40 kids. And then I was going to pair up with another group called Teaching Kids to Fish. But it didn't work out, you know, with not the way that they were structured and what I want to do. So I decided just to do it myself. I do a lot of stuff, volunteer on my own. I'm on a couple of boards in the county and stuff. So I knew that we needed this positive programming where I grew up at. And I just kind of went off of my head seeing it, going through Leadership Academy, seeing that they needed programs. So I just decided to start one on my own. And it's based on leadership, stewardship. Like you say, positive. We start with the positive video first. I'm all about that too. And just getting your mind correct. And, you know, there's.
So you show them a video when they first get there?
Yeah. Come in and we watch a video, motivate either dream or motivation, no fear, something to let them know no matter where your circumstances at, you could always, you know, as long as you put in the time and effort.
I love it. I have to tell this little story. I have a client. I have one, this older man that I do his hair, and I love it. He always comes in and tells stories. And this story is going to be a part of me for a long time. I actually just told it to one of my sons. But him and his dad took on a plumbing business. And he said, son, I need your help, you know, because he had lost his other business. And he said, we're going to start all over, but I need your help on the weekends. And the son was like, I don't really want to help you. All my friends are going to be like playing their sports and I got to help you. And he said, I'm not taking no for an answer. You're going to be there. Kind of like probably how Tom's dad would be or my dad. Okay. Uh-huh. And so he did it. And he was so mad and so angry. And so, of course, his first job was a bathroom. And so he went in there and he was so mad and he's scrubbing away because he was so angry. And all of a sudden, this gross bathroom started to shine. And he was like, wow, I did that? And so he like ran to go get his dad. He's like, dad, you got to see what I did. And his dad's like, now you got it. You can find happiness in anything that you do, long as you do a good job.
Oh, yep.
And so I love that story of really just, you can shine in anything. It doesn't matter if you're cleaning a toilet or you're the president. You know, it just, whatever you do, if you know in your heart you're doing the best job. Yeah. And to me, I just thought, what a great story.
That is a great story.
Yeah, and so I shared it with one of my sons, and I was like, it doesn't matter what you do, as long as you do your best.
You do exactly.
That's why I like to do documentary filmmaking, because I think there's a story to tell about a lot of things. So by doing it and letting people tell their story, that, you know, that's inspiring to other people, but just to get it out there, and you could see that, you know, things that go on that might, you know, somebody could pick up on that, and that could change them inside, you know. So
and that's what it's all about, and that's what our show here on the Kim Pagano Show, it's all about the brighter side. It's about somebody else's journey that they've already journeyed through it, and you can help somebody else, and that's what we do here. And I love that we share so many people's journeys.
If you look at the flyer, there's a couple of symbolism I'll tell you about real quick. We have a rebuild program. You see the fishing pole he's holding is broken, the tip. So we're going to have the kids rebuild the rods because we get a lot of them donated that are broken. It's like a rebuild program to kind of see how purposeful you could be again once you're being rebuilt, that you might think you're junk or where you're at right now, but after you're restored, that you could be classic, you know, it's like a car.
I love that.
And then I used to get fishing string out of these trash cans when I was a kid. And my graphics designer just put this together without me even telling him.
Oh, how funny.
And this is why I need me Pierre in the back. But I used to get fishing string out of there, look for a hook on the ground just to get a drop line down to the water. And then to be able to have so much gear now that I could share with everybody else, it's just like,
it's kind of like your way of giving back.
Right. But then you're like, wow, one day you're thinking, there's no way I'll have this, you know, for my upbringing. And then you have, you know, enough to be plentiful. So that really makes your walk even stronger. And you're just like, now I know I got to share this. Now I know there's a purpose, but this is what I need to be doing. So
I love it. Well, I think this is so much, there are so many programs for kids, but this is the kind of stuff that for a lot of kids is the extra, the going out fishing, going, you know, those are the kinds of things. And I think this is a really fun opportunity for kids who don't get to do a lot of extra activities.
Yeah. And not only that, like you were talking about single parents, if you know, I used to actually, when I was divorced, I used to take my daughter fishing because my ex-husband used to fish. And so I was like, okay, we're going to continue this. She really liked it. We went to Troutdale. I don't know if you remember.
Yep, we'll be there.
I mean, that was my way of fishing. But you know what? I mean, there's ways, and it's great that you're carrying it on. We need to take a really quick break. Kevin, hang with us, okay? And, of course, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Our phone number here is 419-0008. I do want to remind you, tomorrow is Thousand Oaks Street Fair, and that's over with the Rotary Club of Thousand Oaks. That's all day tomorrow from 9 to 4 over on Moore Park Road in Hillcrest and Wilbur. And there's 370 vendors there.
Wow.
Yeah, and so I'm telling you, we're going to be out there. It's going to be so much fun. Also, I've got a pair of tickets to somebody for the Paw Works over in Thousand Oaks Mall over there. It's such a great store. It's like a, you know, they take the dogs in and care for them. But not only that, there's amazing things to buy over there. And they're having their Halloween potty is how they put it. And that's October 17th, 7 to 11. And that's over at the best Halloween store ever in Agora off of Canwood. And there's going to be food and beer and wine and contests and prizes, dancing, DJ, all that good stuff. I'd love somebody to go with us. I've got a pair of tickets, and if you don't win them here, tickets are $25 each, and all you have to do is go to pawworks.com. Again, call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And I do want to remind everybody that we've been here since 6 o'clock, 6 to 8 every Saturday, and then again from 2 to 3. And I hope you join us in our afternoon, too. We're going to be talking about the brighter side of recovery. And, of course, that's just waking up from anything that you're waking up in your life from. And, of course, I'm Kim.
And I'm Jennifer.
And how's it going, Jennifer?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Are you a fisherman?
I'm not really a fisher person because you have to kind of be quiet when you fish.
And you're not
so
quiet.
That's not really the best.
I think that's
for me.
Old.
No, well, I grew up water skiing. So if you were on like a ski boat fishing, you couldn't be jumping off. You had to sit there quietly. So I'm not really a fisherman. But my kids, my one son really likes to fish. We go to the beach and he likes to fish. He could fish, I'll just lay on the dock and fish all day.
There you go.
It's fine.
Well, we are talking with Kevin Brannon. We're talking about fishing right now. And of course, with fishing, I would love to give something away. How about Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill?
Ooh,
oh my God,
good.
They've got some really good
fish tacos.
The sear ahi tacos are off the hook.
Yeah, I mean they are.
I like to cook, but if I'm going to go out and I go there,
I know
it's so good.
There you go. And I've got some Latino Business Expo tickets, and that is happening October 29th. We will be out there, and I'm telling you, this is going to be huge. Adam does this amazing job. It's at the Ventura County Fairgrounds, and 21 and over. And
great shows.
Come network with over 100 vendors. And so call us. I have tickets for somebody out there, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Also, I've got some Halloween Haunt Dead Zone 805 tickets, and that is over at the Halloween Planet in Ventura, and it's every day on the weekend, every weekend till Halloween, and from 7 to 10. Call us right now. We'll get you some tickets at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All right. Well, so you've got, so what kind of fish are you catching right now because of this El Nino?
Right now, it is epic. There's yellowtail, tuna. They caught a couple of marlin.
I thought you were going to bring me some fish in this morning.
I thought you were going to bring us like tuna tacos.
No, you kind of go with the tuna raw. Yeah, we're wrapping that up with just rice and just eating it raw. Ooh, or sashimi.
That's why I love it. Like the ahi tuna tacos.
I love that.
Favorite.
Yeah, one of our guys.
I like the seared, if you sear it on the outside real quick.
Just a tiny bit.
But the inside's still red. Fish is only, well, make sure it's still fresh enough, but you can still eat raw without getting sick, any kind of salmonella or anything. You know, you're pretty safe. So if you sear it or, you know, you never want to overcook it. It dries out. So you better undercook it and be, you know, keep it nice and moist than overcook it. But you can still go at it just like, Ryan, we go and it's still, you know, those old cartoons when you see like your buddy on an island, he turns into a hamburger hot dog. I see certain fish come over the rail and I'm just thinking, man, you're just thinking, oh, what am I going to do to you? I'm just going to eat you right now. Just get the
What's
wasabi.
What's the biggest fish that you've caught?
Black sea bass is the biggest I've ever caught. You can't keep them. They're endangered, but they're out here. They're actually from the grouper family. They're not even a bass, but they're big. They get just has about a VW bug.
And oh, my God.
How do you do that? That's what I don't understand. Okay, you're like, you know, reeling them in.
How is that swimming in the ocean?
The ocean has creatures that are far. As big as the ocean is, like a fish in an aquarium, your tank, it's going to grow to the size that.
That's true. That it is. I didn't think about that.
It could get bigger as long as it's surrounding. It gets capped off if you keep it contained. Uh-huh. But as long as it's open space, they could keep growing and growing. If you don't have a big, once you get to a certain size as well, you don't have any more predators. You become the predator, so there's nothing to eat you. So you're just going to keep growing once you hit a certain, you know, it's like a gorilla. Once you get a certain size, you're just big. You're just there.
That's crazy. Wow.
So they eat white sea bass, which is another great catch we have in our backyard. It's now with El Nino, with the warmer water, we don't get as much squid, so that there hasn't been a big white sea bass bite this year, but we have plenty of other exotics to come along. But the black sea bass, we're fishing white sea bass, and they're moving in to eat those, which are 28 inches to keep. So if you're eating a fish that big, imagine how big you got to be.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then we got it up, but you got to let them down. They have release devices to make sure you get them back down, because they'll get the barotrauma, or they come up too fast through the atmospheres of the water, and they'll blow up. Their air bladder will expand, and you got to release them and push them back down to the bottom.
What about marlin?
They have two so far I've seen. They've been decked out here.
Yeah.
Decked means they got to the boat. They've had numerous hookups, but again, they're not really set up for 200-pound fish that just comes out of nowhere. That's one of the most beautiful things about the ocean. Never know what you're going to catch. It's not stocked with trout or any kind of, you know, just what bluegill they stock in the lake. Right. Just your four or five typical fish, you know. Anything could come along.
Yeah, we caught some yellowtail, and the yellowtail, it's that blue lightning, right?
No.
Oh, wait.
That's a Dorado.
No.
Yellowtail is like white and green. They call them mossbacks. They have a green back.
But which is the one that's like blue lightning?
How about the Wahoo?
No, it was, I want to say it was a yellowtail.
If you want to call it a yellowtail, you call it a yellowtail. Go ahead. Tell us the story.
There you go. I think it, and it was about this big, you know?
Yeah. That's a fisherman's story, yeah, right there. Because right. Last time it was this big.
I see. I told you. No, but it's that lightning color that we saw.
It wasn't this one with the blue?
Maybe. I don't know. But anyways, it was really cool to watch it because it's like a sea, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. You don't really know what you're getting until it, right.
until it pops up.
Until you could just see it in the shadow in the water. So
it's exciting. Yeah.
So is there, okay, you know, it's interesting. My husband knows all this kind of stuff. And of course, that's what he's collecting now is fishing rods and all that, right? But which hook goes to which fish? And is that something that we should all know? Or can
no,
you...
there's a basic, like a size 2, 4, 1-0. Again, depending on where you're fishing at. And also look at the size of the bait you want. You kind of want to match everything up. Nowadays, you're seeing that some of the freshwater stuff is actually being used in saltwater, and some of the saltwater stuff is being used in freshwater, which years ago was like taboo. It was like, you know, if you didn't fish saltwater, you weren't considered, you know, big game. And now they're finding out ways that, you know, say some of these bass tournaments that are doing out here, you have like saltwater bass tournaments, that some of the freshwater same tactics will work because the fish's temperature starts to come down and they kind of just sit there and don't want to eat, and they're figuring these things out. So that way you can still fish bass in the wintertime when the water temperature drops and they're not as active, but you still need to catch the fish. So they're finding out ways. Again, same with tackle. They're using some of these. Look at.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, Dory.
Tom's got a nice little fish for us. Hey, were you out with Brian Sr.? For his
Anglers Anonymous?
Yeah.
No, I had to do something else today, but we're going on the one on November 10th. He was texting me earlier.
Okay.
Good guy.
Okay, yeah. We got to get his. He's a great guy, yeah. And I love what he's doing.
We're working together out there. So
tell our listeners how they can support your Real Guppy Outdoor program.
Oh, great. Yeah, we're having a benefit fundraiser and program introduction on, let's see here, Thursday, October 29th. Now, it's going to be. The fundraiser is all day at any Pizza Mandan. If you call in and register the Real Anglers program, then we get a percentage of that. And what we're trying to do is go nonprofit. So the money that we're generating that is going to help us go for nonprofit. Anything else that we get where there's some supplies that we need, once we go nonprofit, I can start going to more sponsors and get bigger donors to help keep us going, sustained as we work forward and keeping it on our own. But from 6 to 9 o'clock, we're going to have an introduction. And I'll be doing a program presentation every half an hour at the one at the Seabridge location. And that way you could come out and listen to it. So if you have kids and they might be interested in checking out the program, if you have work for maybe a center or somewhere that the kids, underprivileged kids, might never get a chance to see this, come out. We're working with schools now, different programs. So it's a way to introduce the program to the community. If you want to partner up with us, if there's anything you think you could offer with us, we love our local support. You know, the 805 is very supportive. But this gives you a chance to come out, hear some testimonials we've worked with, watch a couple of videos that we've done before, because we do for the fishing show, obviously there'll be videos playing, but I'll give a presentation about why I started doing this, how we're looking for the future, how it's going to grow throughout the community and the county, and just explain it to everybody. So at Pizza Mandan's on the 29th of October. And you can also email me, Lillinger's Fishing Show has an email and everything if you have any questions.
So we can just order a pizza, mention your program, and you'll benefit from our order? Oh, yep. That's terrific. Okay.
During there the day, go. And then come all out. Right. And then I'm a big Dolphin fan, so the Dolphin game will be playing that night, 49 TVs, and we'll have raffles and giveaways and stuff that night too. But we really want to let the community know who we are now that we're here, and that they have a chance to bring their kids down and check it out, because everything's about family as well. For what it costs to go to a ball game or amusement park and you never even talk to your kid, they take off running, or you're so entertained by the entertainment itself, fishing is even cheaper. We teach you how to hoop net, teach you how to fish off the pier, the basics, the 101, to make it a family outing that you come out. If you've never done it before, again, our videos will show you how you can do it, how much fun it is, catching those memories. We live in the Channel Islands National Park. You know, that's as big as Yosemite or something. And we have more tourists that come out of town to enjoy it than people that live here. So we try to expose those resources that people need. Guides and services from the lake to surf fishing. There's so many cool things you could do with your family that's just right here. And we want to show you all that.
That's terrific.
Kevin, thank you so much for sharing this great time. And it's funny, we never really talked about kayaking, or, and that's something I like to do, paddleboarding. I mean, really, the ocean is your friend, right?
Yeah, but remember, be careful.
As long as you
always get
on.
A guide first. There's, again, you don't want to hear the word oops out there. It's always best to go with people that are experienced and figure out how to do it and how much fun you could have on your own. This stuff is right here. You could rent kayaks in the harbor. There's ways you get started, and then you can see how it goes. And again, YouTube tutorials, nowadays you could look up stuff there, but definitely want to get out there and enjoy where we live at.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you again. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, our next guest has been on before. I actually took his class, and Max Strom. And, of course, he is actually really good friends with Audrey from Camarillo Yoga, which I'm taking her mindfulness class right now. We're talking about his book, A Life Worth Breathing. When we come back, we're going to be talking with him. Of course, I've got tickets for somebody, and let's see, we've got Fork It Over, and of course that's hosted by Assisted, who was just on our morning show, but that's Wednesday, October 28th, 6 to 9 over at the Palm Garden Hotel in Thousand Oaks. And call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And, of course, this is benefiting the Girl Scouts. And it's all these amazing chefs that are creating appetizers and desserts for this whole function. So there's tons of people, tons of great places, and we're so glad that you are part of our show today. So again, stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality. Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, I do want to remind everybody that we have a newsletter. Get that out in your emails every single week. Did you blog last week?
It's funny. I had a computer glitch on my blog, okay. And I wanted to remind everybody that Rolling for Pink is doing an event at 2088.
It went out. No, it was in there.
Oh, it did.
Yeah,
see,
it was in there.
Told me it didn't come out.
Yeah, no, it did go in there.
So we hope everyone can join us. It's at 2088 on October 19th. It's the Drink for Pink. It's a lot of fun. Come out and just have drinks with your friends. Enjoy the night.
We'll both be there.
We will be there.
There you go. I do want to remind everybody that Underwood Family Farms, it's their Fall Harvest Festival. And of course, if you want to take somebody there, we've got tickets for you. So that's happening from all the way up to the 31st of October. Also, we've got tickets to Taste of Ojai, and that's happening October 25th, and that's over at the Ojai Valley Inn and Spa, and that's 2 to 5. So call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Also, I do want to remind everybody of our podcast. Download our podcast, and you know, you can take us and listen to us anytime and subscribe on that, and we would love to have you
comment, rate us.
Tell us what you think, or if there's something you want to hear more of, let us know. We want to make sure that our listeners are getting what they want out of their morning time.
There you go. Let's welcome our next guest on, Max Strom. Max, how are you?
Hi, Kim. I'm great. Thank you. It's nice to be with you again.
You're so welcome. And so great to have met you, and love what you do. That exercise that you had us write about and everything really opened my eyes in a lot of ways. And it's funny because I brought my husband, and he was like, I thought you didn't tell me we had to work.
I love Lou. He is like a guinea pig for anything.
I know. He just kind of hangs with me, and he's like, oh, my God. But then, and it was funny because, you know, I'm like that overachiever, and so he's like, okay, take a couple minutes to write down something. And so, and then I turn to my husband, he's already done. I'm like, did you even do it, you know? But he did, he actually did it, and it was really good. So thank you again for that. Max, tell us a little bit about yourself for any of our listeners that might have not heard you on our last interview.
Well, I teach in several countries each year. I travel about 200 days a year now.
Wow.
And, so I'm teaching in about 50 cities. I'm either teaching or speaking in about 50 cities a year. And that includes the Middle East and Asia, of course, Europe.
Wow. And, that's a lot of traveling.
Yeah.
What's that?
I said, that's a lot of traveling.
It is.
Yeah.
I teach a wellness program, and that's both in corporations. I do it at conferences, and I teach in some of the larger yoga centers. And then occasionally in a church, like when I saw you.
Right.
And I come from the yoga background, but I progressed quite a bit since then and have incorporated other disciplines as well into my work. So essentially I try to get people to expand the way they think in terms of the way they take care of their body, but also the nervous system, which we ignore in this culture until it goes wrong. And focus more on what gives us meaning and not just pleasure.
I love that. And of course, we're talking about your book, A Life Worth Breathing. Do you think that breathing leads to all of our health needs?
No, not all. Certainly not all.
Okay.
But doing breath work, which may be new to some of your listeners, breath work highly affects your nervous system. So why would we want to do that? Most of us don't know anything about the nervous system. When your nervous system is running amok, you have symptoms like anxiety, chronic depression, sleep dysfunction. Now, that's something everybody knows about, you know, because those things are very common in our society. But it's the first line of defense these days seems to be medication, as opposed to making medication the last line of defense, which I believe in. In other words, I believe that medication is valuable, but don't throw medication at it as the very first thing you do, and then stop. Because then most of the medications for those things I mentioned are symptom suppressors. They don't really fix the problem. They just make you feel better for a while. So if you do breath work every day, 10, 15 minutes, it can heavily affect the way you sleep in terms of improving it, and also help you not have anxiety attacks anymore or chronic depression.
Mm.
And then if that doesn't work, then you can turn, of course, to other things such as medication. But I teach people a regime that they can do every day.
Wow, I like that. So how can we start on our journey towards self-discovery? I mean, you know, we all, I think it's almost like you get to a place in your life where you thought you knew yourself, and then all of a sudden it changes again.
Yes. Well, that's true. And that's why I think when we do exercises like the one you did with me, where I ask a series of questions, it's really a good idea to do that every 2 or 3 years, because our perspective continually changes based on our life experiences and how we respond to them. So as an example for your listeners, if I were to ask any one of you, what did you think would make you really happy when you were 10 years old? Probably your definition has changed by now.
Yeah.
You know, like the example I gave when I was 5, I really wanted to be a pirate, but now I don't.
Right, yeah.
But even going back 5 years in my life, my priorities have shifted some based on experiences I've had. So the first step really is self-inquiry, which basically means learn who you are, what your weaknesses and your strengths are,
you know,
what
Max,
your gifts are.
That sounds so easy. Right.
It's not that difficult, actually.
But okay. The last how you just ended that, though, is you said, and what your gifts are. That made me immediately think, if you start with what your gifts are, it might be a little bit easier to accept where you're, maybe, I hate to use those words, but your shortcomings.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. And I do recommend that you do it in that order. But you need to consult your peers. You need to consult your peers, people that know you well and that you trust and respect and have a reciprocal relationship in that regard.
There you go. Don't ask me. No.
No. I don't like criticism, so I'm not going to ask anyone.
I'm only kidding. No, you know what? That is really true, and I love that, because if you have something that people often compliment you on or that just comes easy to you, that's probably one of your gifts, right?
And yes, and we don't value our gifts quite often. Most people don't even know what gifts they have or value them if they do know.
Right. I mean, sometimes it's, you know, for me to throw a dinner party, it's like a no-brainer. I was actually doing one of my clients' hairs this week, and it's her 60th birthday, and she was like, I kind of really want to have a party, but what would you think? And I here I am, and my assistant's looking at me like, oh my God, you only do hair and you put, you know.
Right.
So, sir. And she's like, I don't really have a lot of money, but so I want people to actually help and bring stuff. And so I'm like, okay, so you'd say it's my party and I don't want to work. You know, I need your help, you know.
Well, and I think most people on the party side, people want to help you. So if you, and it probably goes with any part of your life, if you want to do something because it sounds like a good idea, people around you will help you.
They're going to join in.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. People will, especially if you ask for help. And that's something else that we often don't do. We have resources all around us and we don't ask.
Right.
That's quite often people won't step and help up and help us unless we say, this is what I'm trying to do. This is why. Can you help me?
There you go. I love it. Again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, one, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're so glad that you are waking up with us and starting your day in a positive way. And, of course, we do want to remind you that we've been here since 6 o'clock. And we were just at the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. And, oh, my God, so many events this last weekend. I did want to do a shout-out to Jennifer and Mary and just tell them that we are supporting you, and we've got you know, prayers going out to you out there. I know that they're survivors, and we want to give you that extra strength. Also, if there's anybody else that needs some strength, we want you to call in or you know, use our number to definitely get in touch with us so we can give you a shout out and just a extra prayer.
And share with us what's going on in your life, and we can definitely help you sort of see the brighter side, because that's what our show's all about.
There you go. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And Max's book is A Life Worth Breathing. That's what we want. We want to make sure that we are enjoying this journey. This is it. This is the one that we're...
Isn't that the truth? Because you don't get a second chance.
No, exactly. And, you know, today we had hospice on our early show. None of us get out of here alive, right?
Isn't that... I guess that sort of shows our age, that we're not, like, you know, ready to you know, say,
that's
okay,
it.
I've had
no.
a great time. But we're sort of like, oh, I guess this is the real deal. I don't get a second chance, so I better make
that's
sure
right.
I'm doing exactly what I want.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
When you get over 50 years old, you realize the time for procrastination is over. There's no extra time to procrastinate with anymore.
Yeah, this is so true. And take yourself inventory. I mean, really, that's kind of what you're talking about, right, Max? Is really, you know, ask yourself the hard questions, the honest questions. Are you where you are in your life? You know, it's
part of it, yes. But also, the reason I say consult your peers is because they will tell you things that you don't know at all about yourself,
or you don't want to look at.
But I think we automatically assume that it'll be negative. I think you're right, Max, in that your peers might say, you're selling yourself short. You're really good at X, Y, and Z, or you don't realize how you touch other people. So that could be
Which
very helpful.
What you just described is actually both. It's a critique, and it's also praise, and that's generally how it goes, because quite often our strengths and our weaknesses are intertwined.
Wow, that's interesting. So what are some of your practical techniques to use towards forgiveness, gratitude, or self-empowerment?
Wow, that's a huge question.
I know. Okay, so let's start with forgiveness.
Why don't we pick just one?
Okay, forgiveness.
Excuse me. that just made me laugh.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's pick gratitude.
Okay.
And, well, gratitude and forgiveness have a similar course of action.
Okay.
Gratitude and forgiveness both need to be practiced every day.
Okay.
To actually make them a practice and not an event.
Hmm.
So you don't just decide, I'm going to forgive you this person now because he or she has hurt me, and I'm not going to work on forgiveness again until 10 years goes by and someone else mortally offends me. Instead, you do it every day, so it becomes a practice, and you get better at it. And gratitude, I try to do 5 times a day, three times with meals, you know, just like saying grace, and then 2 times separate from meals, where I sit down for 4 to 5 minutes and take stock on what I am grateful for in this day. And I tell you, when your heart fills with gratitude, you stop behaving badly. The fastest, most powerful way that I've learned to practice gratitude is to visualize someone in front of you, sitting there looking at you, the person that you feel the most gratitude for in the whole world. And visualize that person, whether they passed on or not, visualize them very much alive in front of you and breathing, and you're breathing. And that's an important part, because it makes them more vivid. And without words, you express your gratitude through feeling, through energy, through emotion toward this person, and your heart instantly floods with gratitude. And it's so interesting how gratitude actually feels a lot like forgiveness.
Wow. You know, it is a practice, because sometimes if somebody's hurt you or you really are upset with somebody, it's not like you kind of can find the forgiveness right away, and especially if it's something that somebody's really, you know, burned their bridges with you. How would you go about that?
Well, the first thing, you have to be able to express your anger. You can't skip right to forgiveness. There has to be a period of time to allow yourself to feel the anger and to express it in some appropriate way, you know, not burning the house down or something. And once you've appropriately expressed your anger, then you work on forgiveness. And there are various techniques. You know, one of them is in the New Testament, of forgive them for not, they know not what they do, to really look at the person as if they are impaired, the way you would forgive someone who's mentally impaired or emotionally impaired. Or as a child, you know, we're more forgiving toward children because we expect less from them in terms of behavior.
Hmm.
Another way is to forgive them, not forgive the action, but forgive the person, to segregate the action from the person.
Right. Because
some actions are unforgivable, but no person is unforgivable in my view.
Wow. I love it. Max, will you stay on with us? We need to take a really quick break. I do want to do a little shout out. We are doing Punch Cancer in the Face, and that's UCAN and Title Boxing up in Newberry Park. And that's October 30th, Friday. And it says, scare the hell out of cancer right before Halloween. And so I'd love to invite everybody over there. And UCAN, Rachel does a great job, and I wanted to help support her in that. If you have an event that's going on, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to help you get the word out and put a campaign together, or a business. You've got something, anything you have going on, we'd love to definitely share that with all of our listeners. I do want to do a giveaway, and let's see, what do we've got here? How about Laugh Out Loud? That's comedy night, and I've got a gift certificate for 2, and that's over at the Regency Theaters. And of course, it's October 21st, Wednesday at 7:30. I'm telling you, there's so many people going now to this, and it's so much fun.
I love how you said it's a great way to get over hump day.
I know.
That's great.
It really is. So I'd love to do that. Also, I've got a pair of tickets to the Ojai 15th Annual Taste of Ojai. That is Sunday, October 25th. And call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And also, you know what? I'm going to throw in another pair of tickets to the Camrio Skyway Playhouse, and 9 is the play that's going on there right now. I've got a pair of tickets. call. I'm telling you, I want to hear from everybody out there. 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We're talking with Max Strom. We're talking about a life worth breathing. We'll be right back.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone.
The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com. That's LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com. When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to, I forgot, we also have Spytastic Evening Tickets. And this is over at Movie Co. on November 12th. And it's going to be a red carpet event.
But you get a sneak peek of the new James Bond
movie. I know. Is that totally cool?
And I think there's a drink ticket included in the price.
All of that.
And food
I've got
is available.
A pair of tickets for somebody out there.
That's
and
really fun.
I know the tickets are worth $50 each. Call us right now, 805-419-0008. Oh my God, we give so many things away. I'm telling you, if you haven't called in right now, you're going to be missing out.
Now's the time to win.
Yeah, definitely. Of course, we are talking with Max Strom. I took his class. I'm telling you, I'm taking the mindfulness class right now, Max, over at with Audrey.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my gosh, I can't tell you. There's like things like, you know, they always say that the student's there when they're ready to listen. I have learned so much. I think she just keeps looking at me.
Now, I have to ask you a question, Max, and I don't know if you can answer this in the amount of time that we have left, but I know kids today experience so much anxiety, and you were talking about breathing. What are a couple tips that we can tell our kids to use with breathing to sort of get them through those tricky parts of their day that they find very stressful?
Great question.
It's the same, exactly the same thing for adults. You have to stop and take some deep breaths because when you take slow deep breaths, especially if you hold your breath for a second, for example, you inhale to the count of four, hold your breath to the count of four, and exhale to the count of eight, your nervous system will start to calm down immediately. You only have to do that four times in a row to have an impact. But another reason, you know, kids are feeling anxiety these days is because of the new way that, I hate to say this, the new way that parents are raising their kids. They're mm-hmm. putting so much pressure, unneeded pressure on their children, that kids are feeling anxiety. This was not a problem 20, 30 years ago. This is a new problem, and the kids haven't changed. The way we're treating them changed. We're overscheduling them, and we're not letting them exercise enough.
I totally agree.
It's so true, and it's so hard to not do that.
Well, it's expected.
Uh-huh.
I think as a parent, you need to like almost, it's even ourselves, you know. We need kind of that downtime, that time that we can just kind of be.
Right. And because there's so much like, don't let them sit and watch TV. You know, don't let them play video games all day. Don't let them just sit there. And, you know, everyone, I hate to say this, but everyone needs that time to just veg and do nothing to sort of recharge your brain.
Yeah. What is the best way to alleviate ourselves from that mindset of reactionary victim to an authentic life of meaning?
Well, one exercise that I like to give my students is really simple and only takes a few minutes. And that is that you make a list of two or three things. You write down a list of the people that you enjoy their company in such a way that it brings out the best in you. So not just people who are fun mm-hmm. or who you like to drink with or something like that, but who brings out the best in you. And then you write down the activities that you love to do that bring out the best in you, but you're not doing them as much as you would like.
Mm.
And then key events that have happened in your life that were pivotal in changing you to be a better person.
Wow.
And so this sort of lists the people and the activities that have had the most impact on you. Then you list how many hours a day you do your certain activities. That includes, besides work, eating, etc., it includes how much time do you spend on video games, on the internet, on social media, watching TV. And then you compare those two lists. And I don't think I need to say what happens next.
No, you don't. Mm-mm. Again, you know what, Max, we're at the end of our show. I'd love to have you back. I love all your stuff. It's just so worth life, you know, life worth breathing is your book. And I would love everybody to get a part of get his book. There's also your other book. And where do they find you?
Just go to Amazon.com and type in my name, Max Strom, Strom, and everything that I've done will come right up in one page.
I love it. Thank you so much for joining us here.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me, and I look forward to talking with you again.
You got it. And, of course, we're at the end of our show, and, of course, I want to end it with a moment of happiness. A simple hello could lead to a million things, and it's almost like just like a smile. With that, tune into our show this afternoon from 2 to 3. And, again, remember, we are here from 6 to 8 every Saturday on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Have a really great day. And we'll talk to you later.